Common Knowledge Podcast, just a man doing the best he can with what he got, and we are here again. There's been another mass shooting in America, and like most mass shootings in America, this one was racially motivated. A white man drove over 200 miles to Buffalo, New York, to kill as many black people as he could. Right, so let me read some of the BBC story to you. Buffalo shooting gunman deliberately sought out black victims. The suspect, Peyton Gendron, 18, drove more than 200 miles to carry out an attack, police say. The attack is being investigated as an act of racially motivated violent extremism. Questions are being asked about how he was able to carry out the attack when he was already on the radar of authorities. And I'm not going to lie, this is a good place to talk about, like, privilege. So, just point that out there. Let me continue with the story. Mr. Gendron had previously threatened a shooting at his high school last June, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. He underwent a mental health evaluation afterwards. A 180-page document seemingly authored by Mr. Gendron has emerged, in which he describes himself as a fascist and a white supremacist. And let me start right here, because this should not be surprising to anybody. The Donald Trump FBI said the number one threat to America was white supremacist groups. And we've been seeing this play out since. So nobody should be shocked that this guy considers himself a white supremacist and a fascist. Let me continue. Police said the suspect had done reconnaissance of the area a day before the shooting. Let me stop right there for a second. Police said the suspect had done reconnaissance in the area a day before the shooting. And let me stop right there for a specific reason. So, I'm black, right? Best friend, Cameron Thomas, white guy. I used to always go to his side of the neighborhood to hang out with him, right? And it wasn't one side. He used to come to my neighborhood, too, to hang out with me, right? But here's the thing. Whenever I went into Cameron's neighborhood, there was always the threat of the cops stopping me and asking me, what was I doing there? Like, multiple times I've been stopped in Collierville. Just stopped. Like, yo, what are you doing here? Right? And as I learned my rights, those interactions became, like, very tedious for the cops stopping me, right? But not once when Cameron came to my neighborhood was he ever stopped and asked, hey, man, what is a white man like you doing in this black neighborhood? And that's because we feel like there's nowhere a white man can't go. White man should be able to go anywhere. However, doesn't work the same for me. Just pointing that out. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James said her office would focus on extremist material online. This event was committed by a sick, demented individual who was fueled by a daily diet of hate, she said. And look, I don't know if I think personally that if you're a racist asshole, that you're mentally ill or demented. I don't know if I subscribe to that. Are you an asshole? Are you sick as fuck? Yes, but are you mentally ill because you're a racist, white supremacist? I don't know. I feel like you have to make an effort, a conscious effort to be a racist. In the year our Lord, 2022, where we're trying our best to live up to the promise of America and be more diversified, and try to show multicultural people in different lights, not just the gangsters or the thugs on TV, I think you really have to try hard to be a racist. So I don't know if that's a mental illness. I think that's a deliberate thing that this young man chose, but that's my personal opinion. I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you, man, like, the default for a mass shooting can't be mental illness. It can't be. And as you recall, there was a black man that shot up the New York City subway not too long ago. And they said maybe he was mentally ill too, right? So the appearance of mental illness is not gonna stop these people from facing a court of law. My problem, though, is when you say mental illness, it seems that we have to give these people a level of sympathy or a level of deference to the fact that, hey, they needed help. I mean, it does show like holes in our system and how we don't treat mental health seriously. But it also says a lot that we don't talk about mental health until a shooting happens. And that's when we talk about mental health, right? We don't talk about it in regular life when people are going through things. It's just only when there's a shooting and innocent people die, then we talk about, well, hey, they were mentally ill. And I'm not going to lie, most of this is geared towards white men who commit racist acts. And I don't know if that's the best way to start looking at mental illness or the lens to look at mental illness. Now, what we do know about the shooter is that he purchased the gun legally. 18 years old, he purchased the gun legally. A lot of people are asking the question, well, how can an 18-year-old purchase a gun legally in New York? Don't New York have the most strictest gun laws? And that's actually New York City, guys. New York City has very, very strict gun laws. But once you leave New York City, the gun laws are different. So I'm just pointing that out to a lot of people. Right? He used the AR-15 with high-capacity magazines. He also live-streamed the whole event on Twitch, which is very indicative of this generation. Everything has to be live. Like most people who do this bullshit, he wrote a manifesto, which I hope nobody gives credence and credit to. We got to start putting these guys' manifesto out here like they were really doing something profound. They're not. It's like, yo, matter of fact, you got to stop calling it a manifesto, if you ask me. He was also under mental evaluation and being screened before this happened, which goes back to the mental illness link. And the question has to be, how is a guy who is mentally ill legally able to buy an AR-15? And yo, the honest to God reason to this is Republicans. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. Before I get into that, I am a strong 2A person. And I'm a black man, right? And before I get into my strong 2A position and how I feel about this, because we do need to have a talk, and people don't speak to you honestly when it comes to, like, the Second Amendment, and I'm going to do that. But before I do that, let's just go ahead and talk about the racial element. Is it okay now to say Black Lives Matter? Is it? Because black people, historically, always since the beginning of America, have been hunted down and killed. What's the difference between Rosewood and now? This is just a modern day Rosewood, man. Like, yo, it is open season on black people. It has been and always, I ain't gonna say always will be. That's kind of depressing, but it seems like it always will be. And when you try to say something about it, you get all these deflections like, all lives matter. Why are you making everything about race? You don't really see black people hunting down white people. That's always a narrative, though. Like, white people be scared of black people. Crime is coming to your neighborhood. Those no good black people are coming to your neighborhood, but that's not the case. Like, even when they use crime numbers, well, 50% of all murders are done by black people. That's us killing each other due to the socioeconomic conditions of our neighborhoods. Lack of jobs, lack of transportation, lack of resources in the area, which we all know lead to crime. So you got underserved communities, and of course it's going to be crime-ridden areas. And the only solution to that seems to be, hey, more police. And the police don't care because they don't live in the neighborhood, because they're not even invested in it, right? So you got this whole loop of shit that keeps on coming around to make white people feel like, yo, you should be scared of black people when we're not even, like, really worried about y'all. However, on the flip side, as a black man, I got to worry about the disgruntled white man coming to my neighborhood and killing me. Like in Rosewood, like in the lynchings of multiple black people, like in Emmett Till, right? We have a history of white folks hunting down black people. And we try to pretend like that history doesn't matter or like we're past that. Go look up when did lynching become federally illegal. Look that up. It will shock you, right? You see modern day lynching, George Floyd. It happens. So can we say Black Lives Matter? And I'm not talking about the organization where everybody's trying to say, oh man, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. I'm asking, as a society, can we say that the lives of Black Americans matter? And can we have some federal protections for Black Americans, much like we did for our Asian brothers and sisters? That's what I'm asking. I'm not saying, oh, the organization Black Lives Matter, which is a terrorist group. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying as a whole, can we get some protections to protect Black people? And maybe some more resources to bring our community up. Just a thought. Just a thought. Now, let me talk about... Now, let's have an honest discussion about the Second Amendment. I'm going to speak to you honestly because I feel like you're grown and you can take it. Like, most people try to pussyfoot around this topic and they try to split the wheel. And when a mass shooting like this happens, the instant deflection is, oh, it's too soon to talk about that. Let the family grieve, when this is actually the perfect time to talk about this. And let me just go be honest. As long as you have the Second Amendment, people are going to die. The Second Amendment is to kill people. That's what it's for. The right to bear arms means I have the right to kill you if you step out of line. There's rules to it. I can't go killing willy-nilly, but having the right to bear arms to the public means, yo, look, if somebody get out of line and I got to protect myself, my property, or my family, then I can kill you. That's what the Second Amendment is for. With that comes a lot of responsibility. But as long as you have the Second Amendment and access to guns, people are going to die. Sometimes unfairly and innocently. So what do? You put regulations in place. Now, here's the thing. These regulations are not going to stop pointless and senseless killing, violence, or crimes. They're not. That's not the purpose of regulations. Once again, you have to acknowledge if you have the Second Amendment and access to guns to the public, people are going to die. Innocent people are going to die. There are going to be accidents. You're not going to be able to stop all of those. We have to be adults and realize that. But what you can do is restrict magazine capacity and modifications to make semi-automatic weapons shoot like automatic weapons. That's what you can do. Will it stop the killing? No. But let me tell you something, man. If you got to aim before you shoot and you got a finite number of bullets before you have to reload, it makes a difference. Anybody can tell you, dog, if somebody's out there spraying and you got a gun, but somebody got the automatic weapon and they spraying and praying, when do you take your shot with your gun? When they're reloading. That's when you do it, dog. As a gun enthusiast, I know this, bro. I know the more bullets I got, and I have an automatic weapon, dude, the bigger advantage I got. So you put in regulations to try to mitigate the amount of innocent people that die when you get one of these weenut assholes that lose their mind and decide they want to kill somebody. That's the best we can do. Unless you abolish the Second Amendment, and I don't think that's going to happen, dude. I really don't. Although, when you look at these abortion rights regression, then maybe, just maybe, you can take away the Second Amendment. But until that happens, and you have a Second Amendment, people are going to die. And I'm saying that as a strong 2A person. As a person, when I go back to America, I plan on getting me an AR-15. Real talk. Man, I don't want to talk about this no more. Let me lighten up the show. It's getting too deep. Yo, if you like the Common Knowledge Podcast, check out the Random Show hosted with me and the homie, Alex Lex Caliber Hunter. On the Random Show, we talk about random shit. Follow us on Instagram at random. That's RANDUMB. Random. All right, somebody got to say it. I'll be the one to say it. Fuck Bill Maher. Yeah, fuck him. And here's the thing, right? I am a left-leaning independent, And Bill Maher is a left-leaning Democrat. So you can put us in the same camp. And I actually do consider Bill Maher an ally. And I think some of his points of views are okay. However, I think it's also good to point out that I just don't rock with a lot of stuff Bill Maher says. Some of his points are just kind of stupid. And look, the older you get, the more conservative you get by nature. I'm not knocking that. And once again, I do consider Bill Maher an ally. But fuck him. A lot of stuff, man. He says just fucking stupid, bro. Makes no damn sense. And recently, his stance on free speech has been dumb as hell. Like, go back and watch the last three Real Time with Bill Maher episodes. And he is literally on Elon Musk's nuts about free speech and the free speech beacon that Twitter could be. And the problem with everybody is that we're not defending free speech, and free speech needs to flourish, and we're all taking free speech down, and people are so sensitive because you can't say whatever you want to say on Twitter and it be taken down like it's not a private company that has rules. I also feel like you have the right to say anything you want to say. But everybody who's talking about this free speech issue and has a problem with this free speech issue, they're mad because there's consequences for the words you damn say. Like, bro, you can't just say anything. Like right now, thought experiment. You married. We at a bar. You with your wife. Your man. You with your wife. And I come up to your wife and be like, hey, man, that's an ugly bitch. Freedom of speech. I could say it. Now, you may lay hands on me, right? Or, look, this is a better example, like dead ass. It's like, look, you have a house. You invite me in your house. I come to your house and be like, hey, your wife's an ugly bitch. Do you have the right to kick me out your house because those words offended you? The most sensible among us would say yes, yes. You can kick me out your house. And that's basically what the thing is for Twitter. Like, yo, y'all gotta understand that there is consequences for your actions. But Bill Maher wants Elon Musk, who's not gonna buy Twitter, which I told you guys that before. Yay me. Listen to the Common Knowledge podcast. I'll put you up on game. But he wants Twitter to be this open town square. And the truth of the matter is we already got one of those. It's called 4chan. Yes, 4chan, the website that the Buffalo mass shooter got radicalized on. That's it. According to Bill Maher, the definition of free speech, that's the platform you need to be on if you want true free speech. And it's so goddamn stupid, right? Because on one hand, Bill Maher would say, yo, free speech, we gotta protect it. And then wait. Watch, this week on this show, we're going to be like, man, how did this guy get radicalized? How can we stop him from being radicalized? I don't know. Maybe by moderating websites. Just saying. Maybe that's the way to do it. Or, I don't know, maybe Bill has another option. But the shit overall is dumb as hell. Something like this happens, and then we wonder, like, oh, man, what can we do to stop it? He must be so mentally ill. Oh, we got to protect the weaker among us. Who are not sensible, really, really. Once again, maybe by moderating shit. I keep saying, man, the problem is moderation, man. Average people don't want to see that racist Nazi bullshit rhetoric, dog. It ain't going to fly, right? Like, 4chan was the place dude got radicalized and he found that dumbass replacement theory bullshit, which, look, man, let me talk about replacement theory for a second, right? Let me just touch on that for a second, because racist ass white folks fuck themselves. And this is like a fundamental flaw of racism and like the foundation of the racism in America. And hear me out, man. Here's the problem. The racist ass white folks made it too hard to be white. So when you hear about replacement theory and how they like, yo, all the Jews and the blacks and all the other multiracial people are going to come replace us whites to the point there ain't going to be no white people. That's because white folks made it so hard to be white. Like, literally,
the racist foundation of America was, if you had one drop of Negro blood in you, you are black. That is a dumbass method, man. By that, like, rationale, yes, your numbers are gonna shrink down. Like, seriously. Then you're saying, hey, Jewish people can't join, which, let's be honest, Jewish people look white. They do. They do. Right? At one time, the Irish couldn't get in, but they had to let somebody in because the numbers were dwindling. I'm saying, man, it's so hard to be white, man. It's hard as hell to be white. But when you make a construct like that, a bipolar construct, and you say, yo, white people are supposed to be on top, this is when you start getting, like, replacement theory. Yes. Yes. Because that stupid-ass racist shit, yeah, it's hard to be white. But I digress. When it comes to this free speech thing, man, like, I'm telling you, I don't fall for the bullshit. This free speech thing ain't what people trying to make it out to see. And once again, I rock with Bill Moore on a lot of things. I agree with him on a lot of things. But on this one, Bill, man, shut the fuck up. Yo, DJ L Spade here. Asking y'all, take a second after you listen to my podcast and go check out my new album, L Spadia 2. Get over 200,000 streams on Spotify and over 100,000 streams on Apple Music right now. I think you'll like it. Check it out. Tell me what you think about it. Hit me up on Instagram at DJ L Spade. Follow me on Facebook at DJ L Spade. Follow me on Twitter. I bet you can guess. At DJ L Spade. Peace.